Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrew chapter 2, verses 9b through chapter 3, verse 1. The Reverend Dr. Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from Hebrews, the second chapter. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, there's a lot of talk about leadership. There's no shortage of people who will tell you how to be a leader, encourage you to be a leader, and equate the essence of the pastoral office with leadership. You hear about leadership in books and podcasts coming from every possible angle and point of origin within the church today. However, this extreme emphasis on leadership tends to miss the true purpose of the pastoral office. Pastors are called by God to deliver Christ to his people, to faithfully proclaim the word and administer the sacraments. This is what defines the pastoral office. As St. Paul said to the Corinthians, for Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Rightly, we would say that Jesus Christ is the leader of the church. He is the bridegroom of his bride, the church. It is Jesus Christ who lords over all of creation, in fact. In the verses preceding our text today, we are reminded that the Father affirms Christ's leadership, saying, now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. What's more, we find here that Jesus is not a lead from behind kind of leader. He is not a king who sits in his palace while his men go off to war. No, our Lord Jesus Christ showed himself to be the perfect founder of our salvation by himself becoming the necessary catalyst for it. Not only did our Lord take on human flesh, assuming human nature into his divinity, as we say in the Athanasian Creed, but he did so for a purpose. He did it not only to be one of us, but also to be the sacrifice for our sins. This is the glory of Christ, that he did not come to be an earthly king, gathering renown for himself, being hailed as a great leader. Rather, he was humble, reminding his own followers, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Ultimately, his true humility is seen in his fulfillment of the Father's will. Jesus submitted himself to the Father's will and went to the cross for you and for me. As the writer to the Hebrews puts it today, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Jesus leads from the front, blazing the path for you and me. He has passed through death, and so death has no claim on him. In the same way as we follow after Christ, we too will pass through death, as death's claim on us will be voided on the last day when we are resurrected. This is why we have nothing to fear in this world. As our Lord himself says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And in Christ, we have no need to live in uncertain, trembling fear of God. We do indeed maintain a proper fear of God, as we should, knowing his power. But it is not an uncertain fear, because in Christ, the Father's love is revealed to us. We see that the Father is not capricious or impulsive, but rather he is intentional and self-giving. That he sent his Son into the world to save the world, to save you. And through his victory at the cross, the devil has been defeated. Death and the devil have lost their terrifying power, and we have no need to fear them, because we have a proper fear of God. There remains no need to be fearful of the devil. We are free in Christ. You are free. Truly, Jesus has saved us from the slavery to sin, death, and the devil that we rightly deserve because of our wickedness. He has saved us from the perpetual treadmill of trying to be the next great leader who can finally do church right this time. He has saved us from seeking our own glory, and instead has taken our shameful glory and our corrupt wickedness and wrapped us in his pure glory and in his righteousness. In Christ, you are made new. In Christ, we are a new creation, and our Lord rejoices in you. He calls you his brothers. He has suffered for you, died for you, and is even now our great high priest, truly being the one who is indeed the leader of his church. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.